Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. Well, aloha, everyone. This is KP here. We're actually on the 23rd of December, 2017. And I'm just trying to figure out how to use the microphone I used to use, and I'm not sure if it's working or not. I'm just going to do a quick test so I can get it later. Quick mute here. I just muted it. I don't know if it's still... Anyway, I'm just not sure if it's... I've got some things to figure out. So that's kind of the way things are going right now. It's like there's a lot of new tools being made available for a lot of people. And I know for myself, I have this new computer, which has been working really well. They're just, switched from Windows 7 to Windows 10, and sometimes you just don't know what the heck's going on and how to adjust things. And, it takes a little while to figure things out. That's part of the adventure. But we are here today and we are looking to talk about some of the things that have been going on with some of the events around the planet. And I'm not really going to talk too much about some of these things. But I do want to go through just a few things that have been going on with this Kauai mission. Now, normally I put this on mute. Here I'm going to put it on mute. I'm going to sip a tea. So if this comes out in the show, that's because I'm sipping tea. If it just comes out, well, one more. So I don't know if you can, I'm trying to figure out this whole new thing. I just got a thing I could hook my, a Y connector where I could hook my former the microphone, which had two inputs, one for the microphone and one for the earphones. And I got a Y adapter for that to adapt it to the new computer. So I don't know if this is working or not. So anyway, we're going to set that aside for now. That seems to be a lot of things going on like that, is that we have to let go of the old way of doing things and learn how to, just be a part of what's going on. So anyway, some of the things that have been happening, one of the things that, I did want to go through a little bit about the mission to Kauai. And, there were a lot of things that happened prior to that. But first of all, when I got the message that it was time to go, that this was kind of one of my things that was I was being called to do. I knew I wasn't the only one on the planet who was doing something around the solstice. And I just met somebody in KTA today who was greeted me and told me about that they were doing something over here on the Big Island. But one of the things that has been going on is that when I first made this plan and I first got the message to go, then it was like exactly 1 week before the date I was to leave. I made the plans. I finished about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. And then at one point I was moved to go to Hapuna, which I often do. And it was definitely helping to swim in Hapuna. And my hand always felt better when I swam in Hapuna. And anyway, it was just great, and I got to do some body surfing. And but one of the what happened was I caught a wave, and it was caught a couple waves breaking left. You know, I went left on the waves, and then I've done this before, caught a wave to the right, which wasn't, and these were not big waves. They were not 3 or 4 feet high at the most. And I landed on my right, or the left shoulder when I took the right, and it just, something, just a pain popped in, and an intense pain. I was not amused. So in any event, what happened was I had a Kesha, couple of Kesha pain pens, and I'm not calling them pain pens anymore. I'm calling them, one is heals and one is love. Love heals. So I've got two pens. One says love and the other says heals. But definitely that really helped at the beginning, and that helped alleviate the initial pain shock. But when I met this person today at KAHO, at the KTA, it was like she looked at my left shoulder right away, and she said, looks like you've been attacked. Or something has hit, they were trying to get to you, and whoever they is, who the heck knows, you know? But something, and I got this message at the beginning too, that something was trying to keep me from going. And so in spite of the pain, but anyway, the message today was that, you know, this was that this was some kind of a possible attack, and I don't think I brought it on myself. And so, in any event, the whole process was just kind of let go, and during this week, the week prior to the mission, I just dealt with it as best I could with, you know, the Kesha devices and also the, I got some help later on from G, of TNG, and she has all sorts of things that she's a wonderful new healing devices and energy devices experimenter, and she really investigates these things. But she worked on me for part of an afternoon, and as a result of hers, so I think the day before I left I left on Tuesday, so this would have been on Monday, and there was something about that treatment that she did that just released so much of the discomfort and the pain of that. And then the next day, or maybe it was the day after, I left on the trip. So one of the things that happened was, so that's the part beforehand. So I guess that's part of the story. Sometimes we get an opposition when we are going out to do something, either for ourselves or for the planet, or for the spiritual mission. Sometimes it happens that we get confronted with opposing energies. And who knows where some of these come from. Then what happened was when I left on the plane, I went on the plane and I had to get up pretty early for me, and the plane left at 9:45. And then I had, you know, I kind of have three bags that I carry, one small one, one sort of a backpack, and then the larger kind of a small duffel bag that I typically carry with me wherever I go. And so I carried the heavier one in my right hand, and I carried the other one, one of them on my shoulder, and the other one was I carried with my left hand. And so in the process of going through the whole that whole thing, you know, got to Kauai okay. There were some challenges, just wondering, am I going to, it was a direct flight, and getting the rental car, and that was okay. But the whole thing about the energy prior to the mission, I knew that this was a very important process that I was involved in. And my involvement is not the only one that's going around, was not the only one on the planet. There are many other people who are doing things on that day and in this period. So I took the, you know, a path. I never know exactly how it's going to go. All I knew was that probably at the end it would end at Kalalau Valley on the morning of the 21st, which was the solstice time. At 6:28 Hawaii time was our solstice time. And as it turns out, I went to the west side. I went to the, actually, I went up to Kalalau, went up to Waimea Canyon, went to Kalalau. I didn't really do anything energetically, but the guidance was to actually, at one point, it was actually to come back down and spend some time sleeping at Waimea Canyon, the parking area there. It was crystal clear that night. And then the guidance was to not do any energy work until I got to Hanalei Bay, which is kind of on the north side of Kauai. And so I ended up sleeping partly at Waimea Canyon, and then zoom, we took off. In fact, I probably made some coffee before I took off. I took off, and I love driving late at night on Kauai. You know, traffic's not a lot of traffic on Kauai, but you know, certain parts of Kauai slow down a little bit if you're doing it during the day. But basically, I just drove around the island. I eventually ended up at Kilauea, the Kilauea Lighthouse lookout area. And so part of the sleeping was done there. There was no energy mission going on there. And then finally, after sleeping a couple hours over there, I was moved to drive to Hanalei. And once I got to Hanalei, and it was like, when I say Hanalei, that doesn't necessarily mean right next to that bay, although actually I think I was right at the bay. When I found a sleeping area that was right near my favorite coffee shop there, which is Napali Art Center and coffee shop, I found a, you know, place to sleep there, and I just lay back and actually slept very well for 4 hours, you know, listening to the waves. It's great to fall asleep with the waves coming in, and so anyway, it's kind of a deal where you know, the sleep was very restful, and had a mocha in the morning. And then that was where the work started. The coffee shop is actually right near a little part of a bay next to Hanalei Bay, which is called Wainiha. And so the first part of it was opening up some kind of a portal, an energy portal for the new energies that were coming in. And when I talk about opening up a portal, I really don't always know exactly what I'm doing. I don't know what that means. But a lot of times that just involves having my hands out and opening something up and maybe moving them in a certain way. But just drinking my mocha out there and doing that, that was really the first part of it. So we did that, then went to the nearby, I guess it's Haena Beach, which is kind of a neat place to go if you want to swim. You know, depending on the waves, now the waves were kind of bigger yesterday, I wouldn't recommend going out there and swimming for most people. But in any event, the guidance was to make coffee there and then start driving back. I ended up going to Kilauea after that, Kilauea Lighthouse Point. And that was sometime probably in the late morning. And it was another point where I felt moved as I was looking out over that water. That was another point where I felt drawn to, well, open up some type of an energy portal at that point. So then we leave there and we go to the town of Kapa'a, which is kind of on the west side, pretty much due west on the island of around Kauai. And there's a kind of a shopping center in there that I often stop at, Safeway's there and all this and all that. But I just kind of like to stop there just to, I felt drawn to stop there, right in the shopping center. And it's right in the parking lot. There's another one. Another portal being asked was I got the message to open up something there, again with my hands, and I just saw something opening up, and I wasn't sure what it was, but I can't really describe exactly what it was about. But I knew that each of these was connected to the final part. So we did that at Kapa'a, at that parking lot, parking area, and then we drove up to drove up the west side. And drove up, Kapa'a is on the east side, So then we drive around the south and then up the west side. And in my case, I had to make a stop I did that the day before. That's right, I stopped at Kauai Coffee the day before. Got one of my favorite coffees there, Mundo Novo. That is one of my favorite all-time coffees. From Kauai Coffee, Mundo Novo. But we just kept on the day of the 20th. It was just keep driving, keep going, and so there was kind of a thing where the and finally ended up at Keikaha Beach, and Keikaha is. Really, well, there's not too many not beautiful beaches there. It's another beautiful white sand beach. And, the waves are up a little bit. I didn't really go fully in, but I did spend some time putting my hand in the water, sort of walking in the water, not diving into the water. But when I was there, I knew that as I was looking out onto the water and my feet were in the water and on the sand, that was another point where we were opening some kind of an energy portal for the new planetary phase, and which is part of the title of this radio show. So after that, the guidance again was to go back up to Waimea Canyon, and that's a wonderful, beautiful drive. Maybe from Keikaha, maybe like a 15-minute drive, 20-minute drive, depending on how fast you go. Just another beautiful drive. And once I got to the canyon, this was probably about 2:30 or 3 o'clock. Of course, at that time, there's vacationers, there were tons of tourists, and I'm not a fan of being around a lot of people who are just acting as tourists and really aren't fully connected with the land and the island. But I knew I needed to be there at that time. There was a lot of chicken feeding. I got some organic tortilla chips from Costco. And that was kind of my main food purchase at Costco, and blueberries. Got blueberries, but yeah, the chickens love those tortilla chips. So they got a lot of organic corn stuff like that. But while I was at Waimea, at some point, I'm not sure exactly where I was, but there was a point where I was opening up another portal. In fact, I think it was, I went there, and then I couldn't stand the touristy energy, so I drove up a little farther and then came back later, and we opened up another portal, I call it a mini portal, at Waimea Canyon. So there were 5 points. There was Hanalei, Kilauea, Kapa'a, Kekaha, and Waimea Canyon. Those were 5 points of, we might call them, small portal openings. So after that, there was a kind of a resting period, and then we ended up going up to Kalalau, driving up to Kalalau from Waimea Canyon. And I don't remember the exact timing of it, but I did know that I was to be there at nighttime and I was to sleep there. So probably around, I got there around 10 o'clock or so. And I basically slept. Maybe not 10 o'clock, maybe it was 11 or 12, but I slept for several hours very comfortably. It was very cool, and it turned out to be kind of a little bit misty and rainy that night, and got up the next morning at about, 6:15 or so, and essentially just, it was dry in the morning time. There was very slight mist, and I walked over to the the visitor overlook there, and I was the only one there. And at that point, at 6:28, that's when I performed a ceremony, and it's up on the blog, so if you want to listen to that, you can't really see anything. It was completely pretty dark at that time. But the message was very strong that this, in fact, I got a message the night before. And I got a message then during the ceremony that this was a very much a multi-level opening of energies to come. It was like really part of it was closing things out, but it was really actually more of an opening for these energies to completely transform the planet. And this was on, we'll call it on higher dimensional levels, non-visible levels, and then also it included the 3D. So I wasn't sure exactly what that would mean, but, and I wasn't putting any, I hadn't read anything, I hadn't really been watching anything, and, this might happen. I didn't watch anything about what Q was saying, or Mega Anon, or Tracy Beans, or anybody, or David Wilcock, or Corey Good. It was kind of like all these things really didn't have anything. I didn't pay any attention to any of it. And so as the ceremony finished, all I can say was I did feel there was a strong connecting of all these 5 points that were touched the day before on Kauai, and that this somehow connected very strongly to the I've always seen this as a stargate at Kalalau Valley. There's always been, to me, there's a stargate, a Pleiadian stargate. And this whole thing, it's almost like it just needed someone on the ground to make these physical connections to the 3D so that this larger energy, this larger transformational energy could come in and would start to transform the planet. It gave the planet permission to transform, whatever that meant. So after the 21st, there was pretty much a you know, during that time, I really didn't pay any attention to what was going on around the planet. I went off and went to the Kalaheo Coffee Cafe, whatever you call it. That was kind of, had a nice breakfast, and I kind of drove back to town and towards Lihue, and found a nice place to kind of get myself repacked, pack my bag again, and then returned the car and got on the plane and came back. So on the 21st, you know, when I came back, that was the date of the solstice, I came back, and then I saw this all of a sudden, eventually in the day. And by the way, my shoulder was had been so stressed by the, you know, having to lift stuff and reach and do things like that. It's like there's certain ways, motions that my shoulder did not like, and there still are. But I realized at one point that it was kind of like my shoulder had really gone through it. I was feeling a lot in my shoulder, my left shoulder. And then, as it turns out, later on, the next night, couple of nights of rest really made a huge difference to my shoulder. Kind of came back, and it feels much more comfortable right now. But in any event, what happened was that I saw this post, and I put it, the only post I made that day, besides the videos and everything, was the one that says, "Are some things breaking open as a result of the solstice missions?" A few links, and there were several things that came up. One was about UFOs and secret space program things going mainstream, but the major one was this, all of a sudden somewhere, I guess I did see it, you know, I think Corey Good had posted it on his Facebook page, but it had to do with the presidential executive order letter that went along with this, what's called the issuance of the Global Magnitsky Executive Order. So when I saw that, I said, this is a very huge thing that has just happened. I mean, this is on the 20, I guess it's on the 21st, right? And it was just kind of like, it was either the 20th or the 21st. I mean, one of these things, the treasury.gov document is the 21st. So this is all happening on the solstice. I mean, on that day, and of course, it could have been planned this way. I could have been tuning into that. But the point is, as far as I was concerned, what we had done, and I say this is not just me, I know that many people who travel along kind of travel in spirit when we're doing these missions, that all the energy is, you know, it's like this is all expanding the energy. It's expanding the effects of what we're doing. And, I mean, to see this happening, I mean, this is a huge deal, because this means that now all of the, anything related to human trafficking or any, when you confiscate funds and things like that, all the things that one or two politicians may or may not be doing, have done in the past, and all these people who are involved in dark projects and dark, trying to get stuff for themselves, all the people in Congress, all the people in the Senate who have maybe have, you know, gotten rich off of being a congressperson, and, you know, I'm not going to name any names or list any lists, but, you know, you can figure that out. But a lot of these things, all of a sudden, boom, it stopped. It stopped. Now, this happened in Saudi Arabia. It's related to the Saudi Arabia thing, and I did link to that in that, I believe, in that post. But Saudi Arabia was first where they did this in Saudi Arabia. And now the United States is next. And after this will be Europe. So there's one, two, three. And this was just huge. So if you haven't taken a look at that, you might want to take a look at it. I really haven't read it in detail. All I know is it's big, big, big. And then on top of that, the tax bill, a new tax bill, had just been passed. by the House and Senate. It's kind of, now the Senate passed a tax bill. I presume the House passed it too. But this was another huge deal, and this may or may not be related to what's called the RV. I'm not sure, but there's something going on that is really, really big. And I've seen several videos of that, about that. I posted a Tracy Beans and let's see, a couple of her videos. And I posted a Roy Potter, who on the 20th was signaling the defeat, apparently signaling the defeat of, we'll call it the cabal. There's a Roy Potter video in there too. And it's like, you know, this is like, a lot of these things are happening. They are happening. Things that we have wanted to see happen. I know many of us have been waiting for these arrests, and actually at the moment, we know for sure there's tons of indictments. And in my mind, you know, it could just be in my mind, but for myself, viewing this whole thing, it was just so astounding to see all this happening the day I returned from the Solstice mission on Kauai. And there's all this stuff, and I can tell you, I'm going through all this stuff internally, emotionally. I'm feeling very strongly that, you know, emotionally, that there's it's a very strong eruptions. I had some emotional eruptions when I got back, and just stuff that, oh man, you know, I was feeling all these eruptions going around the planet. And I think one of the key statements that I saw in this video that Roy Potter talked about, and apparently the video was from the 18th. So the video that Roy Potter was talking about, but Donald Trump said this. He said, on December 20th, 2017, I stood on the steps of the Capitol to herald the day the people became the rulers of their nation again. And then he picked up the water with two hands and he drank it. And according to Roy Potter, that is a signal, that a message that the Illuminati, Luciferians, would know. According to what he said, it's like a Hebrew signal that says we have, the swallowing means to destroy. Okay, we have destroyed you, or we have eliminated you, or we have whatever that means. And it just was such a connection to see. Now, that, of course, happened before the solstice, but the Roy Potter, then the executive order comes out on the 21st, or the 20th, 21st, the global Magnitsky thing, and so this whole thing was connected. And I know that it was connected to the mission that was done here on Kauai very strongly. This is one part of it. It's not the whole part. It's one part of it. So in any event, we're getting close to the end of our time here, recording time, but I just wanted to be sure that everybody knew this, and that it was kind of a thing where, all these missions that go on and things that happen, it's like a lot of times I really don't know what the heck I'm doing. It's just that's the most important thing that is to be done. And no matter whether my shoulder was bugging the hell out of me, or whether my hand was giving me problems, but the shoulder definitely was giving me problems during this whole thing. It was not in a comfortable mode. But whatever needs to be done is to be done. And that's why we do these things. And whether it's, no matter what the physical things might come up, it's like we often know that this is ours to do, and we just go out and we do it. So that's kind of it for now. And there's a few other things I suppose we could talk about, but I'm not going to do it right now. This is enough. New Gaia portal came off out in my field. This was synchronistic as well. That these changes, these fluxes, these flows are now collaborating with higher dimensionals. That's a big statement right there. And one statement in there is lemmings are halted from demise. So what we did, I do feel, has stopped a lot of people from going down with the Cabal ship. So who knows? In any event, I think we're going to end it here. We're just about a minute away from the recording time ending, and we're going to say aloha and with ALA from Brother Iz one more time. Thank you all for participating in your own way during the solstice mission. Aloha.
We the warriors born to live what the land is she can give. Defend our birthright to be free. Give our children liberty. Hail, 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 hail.